Hello, I am Kenneth Blake at blaketalks.com if you wish to pay. And do not listen to this when you are driving or operating machinery. Only listen when you can safely relax completely and preferably in bed. If you have copied this from a friend and later have a feeling and needing to pay, you can do that at blaketalks.com. And you don't need to be aware of that. I am your guide in this experience. I'm just thinking of how you can be relaxed multiple ways in an exquisite way. How quickly can you feel yourself being relaxed in that way and completely? That's right. Close your eyes now. Don't waste time, your time or mine. Just close your eyes and go into a trance. Just remember the time at night, when, just before you go to sleep, the moment before you go to sleep, when you are not awake but not sleeping either. That trance is good enough to be in now, isn't it? And remember the body feelings of being in that trance as I continue. So remember, the first thing is to stop buying cigarettes and nicotine replacements. The world is as it is, and it tries to lure you into bad habits again, so this reinforcer will, in a shorter format, recall your listening to the smoke stopper and reinforce all the good feelings in you being a non-smoker and happy to be that. Suddenly people and situations try to trigger you into the bad habit of smoke. And when you are smiling at them and really be feeling happy, it means you realize that you recognize the trigger that previously let you down into smoking. But if you really feel happy all the way, like a big belly laughter, you know, when you have to bend if you are standing up, or in a cinema, you nearly fall off the seat and can't sit still because of the laughter. If you take that feeling of laughter and multiply it over and over again, immediately, quickly, in this situation, so that the immediate feeling of pleasure and happiness totally, totally fills you up, instead of the nearly forgotten feeling of smoking, you can realize that you're free of the habit you were a slave previously under. A person can remember the silliness of the bad habit and understand that stupid people are not aware of that and foolishly tries to persuade you to start smoking. Stupid, silly in your mind, little people. And if you imagine going back in time and see yourself in the silliness of before, you mysteriously may feel now the happy feeling of smiling and become aware of that your unconscious loves you. Who loves you? So the first thing is to stop buying cigarettes and nicotine replacements. Realizing the previous silliness, because real silly things can, as a matter of fact, make you smiling. And the broader you smile, the less influence the future Wayne less persuading cries of smoking are going to be, as they will not affect you more than becoming happy and glad and feeling completely different in the same situations. And if that is not silly enough for you to start smiling, you can maybe be imagining me in the nude chasing you with a small needle, ready to poke it in your ass. As if that would not be ridiculous enough for you to start to smile and be feeling completely different, or imagining someone else with a big laugh poking you with a small needle if you want to smoke. Creating all situations that are so ridiculous enough to make you smile in. Or they will be if you imagine them hard enough. As a happy non-smoker, what nice things are you doing instead now? Because I am sure you have chosen wisely to do other things that you really want to do instead, and starting to become the person you want to be. And that is not bad. That is a good habit, a very good habit, becoming the person you want to be instead, and be feeling very good about yourself, and proud and confident and sure enough in becoming a non-smoker for the rest of your life. Sure enough to realize that you aren't controlled or slaving under the silly, ridiculous bad habit you had before. So the first thing is to stop buying cigarettes and nicotine replacements. Bad habits that one have had can easily be forgotten, can't they? And you go, what do you mean? What? I am a non-smoker. And forgotten about the ridiculous, silly behavior that you now feel only laughter about. Your feelings were previously controlled by a bad thing, slowly poisoning you. And if that is not silly, I don't know what silly is. Do you? I don't know how quickly you realized this, but surely you did, as you have listened to this and learnt, really learnt stuff about yourself that makes you a non-smoker. When you were small, you went to school, and 2 plus 2 automatically pops up 4 in your mind, or it should do. And this is a good habit. And now you have learnt that a smoke-triggered situation automatically made you choose between smoke or smiling. And as your smiling is much healthier, and it is one of the main tasks for the unconscious to do, to protect you from unhealthy stuff, it knows now, and it has learnt. Your smiling is much healthier and better, and allows you to truly become the person you want to be. So the first thing is, stop buying cigarettes and nicotine replacements. You can trust your new choice to be smiling, a happy smiling, and say, no thank you to smoke. And in your mind, you can go, fuck you, smoke, with a hard voice, and switch to an incredibly sexy voice saying, make me smiling, honey, again, and again, and again. And if that doesn't make you smile nicely, think of whatever you would like that makes you smiling, as you imagine a black and white picture of you taking a cigarette and writing a red cross over it and writing big red scary letters. Bad for me. Bad for me. Bad for me. Good only for the tobacco companies. Just bad for me. And continue doing this 10 times. And turn it inside out and hang it in front of you, in your mind. And why not run a beautiful movie of you doing what you would like to do or be, or doing instead, beside it, in, and. Let it have sounds, and let it be in color and three dimensions, and even more beautiful. Yes, why not do that? So, the first thing is to stop buying cigarettes and nicotine replacements, so that you may be imagining both of them beside each other. No, when I think about it, you can make the inside-out black and white cigarette picture smaller and hang it on the other side of the movie. Yes, that feels better, doesn't it? Well, you can hang it so that it tilts a little bit, so that when you see the picture of the inside-out cigarette, it makes you be feeling odd. Yes, I agree, that is feeling weird for me also. I know what to do. Take the inside-out tilted picture and crash it with an imagined hammer until it's only small pieces left. In fact, if it is safe for you, you can now also physically move your hand and arm and imagine that hammer in your hand hitting the cigarette picture over and over. In fact, if it's safe for you, you can now also physically move your hand and arm and imagine that hammer in your hand hitting the cigarette picture over and over and over again until it just becomes ugly powder, small atoms. Yes, you can do that, can't you? Smash it hard, really hard. Yes, ooh, that feels good. And you may smile nicely. So the first thing is to stop buying cigarettes and nicotine replacements. Then, imagining taking a shower and see how the ugly black and white powder dissolves and how it disappears out where the water normally goes out. That felt good, didn't it? And now you can see the beautiful movie of who you want to be, and that feels much better, doesn't it? And what you like to do or be. Now that you have the opportunities, good health is automatically improving. As a matter of fact, nicotine has a negative impact on sexual glands. So what would you like to do more? Think of many experiences you would like to have, to be feeling, now or later, and when and where, and the new capabilities that will emerge magically. I don't know what your brain will think of. If your brain will think of, but I know that you know that. And now, to be really fucking sure, take another picture of a cigarette and move that ugly black and white picture to other places and really be feeling how awkward it is feeling. A feeling of discomfort and déjà vu, and make that feeling of discomfort stronger and stronger and just even stronger and more awkward and stronger till it's so really bad that you are feeling never again you have had enough of this shit. You're totally, totally fed up of this shit. Yuck, 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 fuck, yuck. You have had this enough before, and it has to end now forever. And take this feeling of never again, never again, never again, and multiply it and make it stronger and stronger still, so that you feel so much never again smoking that it can now allow your unconscious to make changes that will go with you for the rest of your life. Unconscious, never again smoking. Unconscious, never again be a smoker. Do you know that feeling? Like my father did. Never again smoke. And feeling that really fucking silly behavior change. Now, 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 now. And wither away. and unconscious. You can use those brain connections for healthier stuff. Disconnect the smoke behavior now and until they are completely disconnected. And use them for healthier stuff. You can be feeling this change now in your body, as it might give you a pleasurable sensation, a warm tingling somewhere in or on your body now. And it means that you are changing the behavior, letting the behavior be flushing out, and be imagining it forming a ball in front of you. And as you feel that forming, and see that forming into a ball, and when it is complete, really there, imagining that you are kicking it away, and leave it there forever, good to be without it, and in your mind shout at it, never again. And I tell you, you kicked beautifully. The ball landed hard on a small hot needle of need and exploded and magically vanished. It can never be fetched again. It disappeared. And you are feeling so relieved. Ooh, and as it did that, you can be feeling the comforting warmth surrounding you. And cool, fresh air into your lungs. And with it, you are smiling. A smile on your face. A nice smile, getting broader and broader, and filling you with endorphins. And you know now how nice changing can be. Feeling, that's right, feeling good, becoming the one you want to be. So the first thing is to stop buying cigarettes and nicotine replacements. And now, to be really fucking sure, take another picture of a cigarette and do it again quickly. You know now how to do it. And every time the world tries to hypnotize you into becoming a smoker again, you remember this and knows how to do it, to get the never again feeling and be smiling instead. You do remember, don't you? I know your unconscious knows, as it has repeated this at least 5 times already. Yes, you don't know it consciously, but if you count the number of times, you will be amazed that I am right. That's right. And it can be feeling confusing, very confusing. Isn't that so? Some people suck shit out of a paper straw, don't they? And you can be smiling when you see that, can't you? Because you know that they are sucking on a butt. They call it a cigarette butt. And isn't it a laugh? Maybe the tobacco companies named it so because they wanted a laugh, seeing all people sucking on butts, sucking up brown shit. Hilarious for them. Because either way, people use cigarettes. It burns them, quickly or slowly. Slowly, when sucking on a butt smoke shit. Or immediately, if sucking on the glow. And both ways are silly, aren't they? You know why. And now, you can be a professional non-smoker, becoming a professional, healthier person who doesn't need a hot needle. So just feel completely different in the same situation as you were fucked up, burning slowly, instead of feeling happy and smiling, becoming the one you wanted to be, happy, healthy, and also without nicotine chewing gums or plasters. Such stuff are made by assholes that wants to profit from people's nicotine addiction and It is fucking silly, ridiculous, and stupid to change one bad behavior for another. And I tell your unconscious, if you love one, you will only have good behaviors. Nicotine replacements are bad habits. Unconscious, can you repeat that for me? And repeat that for the conscious mind, maybe as an image, or a sound, or a feeling, or whatever, now. It is a trap. And now that you know it is a trap, you may avoid it as hell. You can avoid it as hell. You shall avoid it as hell. You must avoid it as hell. You avoid it as hell, don't you? And laugh at them. And instead be feeling happy and laughing even more at it. And become the one you want to be. Isn't that a much better feeling? To hell with nicotine addiction. And it is really easy to get rid of. So the first thing is to stop buying cigarettes and nicotine replacements. It is gone in a week. So there's nothing to it. Just stopped, he did. My father, as he wanted a better life and better health. And I know, so do you. And let yourself become an example for others to follow. Not by telling them, but showing them. And then, not a cigarette, but really showing them. People follow what others do and not what they say. So when you have stopped, it is easier for others to follow. And maybe they will thank you for showing them the way to go. And that is something to be feeling happy and thankful about. Because the more you think about that, the more right it will be feeling being a non-smoker. So, as you have already done, but not others, they waste too much time thinking about what they should do instead of just doing it. And in your spare time, you can start to think more of who and how you want to be and be feeling completely different, as you may be in another state of mind than before. I don't know which state of mind, but I invite your unconscious to surprise you with more and more intense pleasure states from now on. One pleasure state automatically. As if someone offers you a cigarette and you for some reason feel, ooh, and laughingly, ha ha, say no. You don't fight with yourself. You felt completely different in this situation. You didn't make a choice to smoke or not smoke. You just laughed at the funny situation. Doesn't that feel nice? The pleasure state just comes to you intensely. Just as 2 plus 2 automatically gives 4, and it should now. And now, a cigarette gives you a pleasure state when you say, no. And you are feeling very good being a non-smoker, as you now know you're becoming a better person, the person you want to be, and also an example for others to follow. You know, you don't have to let your money go into smoke. And you maybe recommend Blake Talks to other people also. And realize you are not like the frog in the pan with slowly increasing heat in the pan. You noticed and can plan your pension fund and have a better sex life. Stop smoke immediately, the good doctor said to my father. And he doesn't need to say that to you. does he? That would be ridiculous, wouldn't it? And it is nicer for women, as they can allow themselves to have longer orgasms. Well, why not? Change a bad habit into a good habit. And that is a good habit, don't you agree? And as the days and the weeks and the months go by, you will find yourself better and calmer and happier without the need for smoking, and still happier as a result of the changes you already started. Sleeping better because you really should appreciate becoming the one you want to be. And as a role model, you can touch so many lives positively without even knowing about it. And may I suggest to the unconscious that every night when you doze off, program yourself to think, tomorrow I will continue to be a non-smoker. And also, tomorrow I will wake up refreshed and wake up happy for no reason at all. You can be proud of yourself, being a good example for others. And it is important that you really appreciate becoming who you want to be, loving yourself, taking good care of yourself, allowing your unconscious to love you. And your unconscious mind will bring you back from this experience in trance, waking up only as slowly as you can integrate the learnings and changes you have begun here and earlier, feeling completely different in the same situations, changing state instantaneously, smiling, feeling happy. So the first thing is to stop buying the fucking cigarettes and nicotine replacements. And as a non-smoker, becoming the one you want to be, so that by the time your eyelids flutter open all by themselves, you will wake up feeling refreshed, relaxed and alert all over and have 10 times better and longer orgasms. Take all the time you need, but not mine, as I will later count. And the needle, needless to say, you really don't need to be aware of its happening. Let the unconscious surprise you with it, and that it will remember it always. That a cigarette makes you remember, forces you to remember that you are a non-smoker and feeling happy about it. And the more times you say no to a smoke, the happier the feeling in your body. And let the unconscious present to you this pleasurable feeling from now on. And already, why wait? Feel happy about being a non-smoker. In your sleep tonight and coming nights, it would be most beneficial for you if your unconscious would integrate the new learnings with the learnings that it already has, and with the purpose to let you be a happy, merry, calm, relaxed, non-smoker for the rest of your life. A non-smoker, a non, yes. Waking up now, smiling as a non-smoker, 10, 9, 8, smiling even more, 7, 6, 5, 4, and you want a nice stretch, and smiling as you awaken, 3, and remember to be more playful and have more fun and smile more in your life. 2. Do smile much and trigger the endorphins, the nice body drugs, when you smile. And now you are going to awaken from this trance feeling tremendously satisfied, relaxed, happy, and even more pleasurably, ecstatically satisfied. That makes you burst out in a great smile, spreading all over the place right now. One. It's such a pleasure to be working with both of you, and I want to thank both of you. It's such a pleasure to do good work. And especially for you, both conscious and unconscious. Needless to say the least about hot needles that makes you smiling. So, what it really, really boils down to do is that you feel completely different. And the question, does your unconscious love you? And the first thing to do you remember? Stop buying cigarettes and nicotine replacements. Buy from Kenneth Blake at blaketalks.com if you wish to pay.